Says Wade Reth. Keep us a daily Voice of the People news bulletin. Justice Department is investigating whether Uber illegally used software to track drivers for Lyft to gain an advantage in attracting and recruiting drivers. Google's reports a lack of diversity in its annual report, with only 20% of its higher-paid tech positions filled by women, and with women making only 31% of the total workforce. U.S. now estimates 270,000 Rohingya have fled fighting in western Myanmar, overwhelming UN refugee camps in Bangladesh. In order to escape a patent dispute over a best-selling drug, eye drug, Allergan has transferred the patent to the St. Regis Mohawk tribe in upstate New York and agreed to lease it back for almost $15 million a year in exchange for the tribe claiming sovereign immunity as grounds to dismiss the patent challenge through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Reports find that the Joint Commission that accredits hospitals usually takes no action to revoke or modify its accreditation rulings, even when state and federal inspectors find a hospital is unsafe. FEMA reports that the number of flood insurance policies in Florida has actually dropped by 15% in the last 5 years, leaving many in hazard zones exposed. Since 2011, when the SEC started its whistleblower program, more than $158 million has been paid out to 46 tipsters, with the largest bounty paid being over $30 million. Amazon employed 300,000 people globally by its 20th year as a public company, supposedly the fastest that any company has reached this mark. Deadly flooding in South Asia is a regular occurrence now, with over 2,000 killed annually over the last 20 years, according to the International Disaster Database. California produces 7 times more marijuana by one estimate than it consumes. American Heart Association says 70% of Americans don't feel comfortable performing CPR, either because they are out of practice or have never been trained. 3 churches in Texas have sued FEMA, arguing that there should not be a constitutional barrier to religious institutions getting support in disasters. Only 24 households out of 158 affected by London's Grenfell fire have been placed in permanent housing after 3 months. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.